Should we talk about how things are going? How ready you're for this thing to go for real?
Yeah, we're definitely ready for it to start. You know, we've been in camp for almost a month and a half now, and about time for it to count now.
A defensive line caused a little havoc in the last game. Is that what you guys see for the season?
You know, I just feel like we're right where we need to be, where Coach Dre needs us to be as far as our D-line unit goes right now. And we just need to keep that pace going and keep going up and not take a step back.
Why do you feel you're right where Patterson wants you to be?
You know, like I said, we've been in camp for a long time now. And starting in July, came in, working, got everything back where we needed it from OTAs. And we've just been trying to excel as a unit and stick together.
Does it help that there's a lot of returning pieces there that you guys are kind of familiar with where your role is and just kind of working on the small things?
It does, because now we know each other. You know, we know what we all can do good and what we do well. And now we know how to play with each other and off each other, you know. So I think that gives us another edge as far as coming into games, knowing how to relate and talk film to each other.
Sharif, a lot of people think you're ready to take a big leap in your third year, leaving the nagging injuries behind last year. Is that your thinking, that we're going to see a big leap out of you this year?
Definitely trying to leave the nagging injuries behind me. And I know for a fact that I can help this team and my D-line, you know, so that's just what I'm looking to do this year and give them everything I got.
Is it all starting to come together? You have that feeling of hopefully a, you know, real breakout type season?
Not really looking for it on myself. You know, I'm just focused on my team, on my D-line, and we just coming out every week looking to work hard.
What's your philosophy on rotating defensive line? I mean, how do you handle it? Because I know everybody wants to play every play, but coaches like to keep you guys fresh.
Like you said, coaches like to keep us fresh, you know, and I'd rather be fresh coming into a series than dead dog tired when I know we got help on the sideline, you know. And at the end of the day, there's no drop-off when we rotate, so there's no excuses coming from nobody.
When you're communicating inside with Linville Joseph, what's the biggest difference, especially on that game Saturday? You got a lot of pulling going on with the run game and other things. What is the biggest difference that you notice in those scenarios and how you guys are communicating?
The biggest thing is communication, you know, just talking. You know, and as easy as it sounds, it's probably one of the hardest things to do when the bullets are flying on the field, you know. So it's just being able to understand what's going on, stay calm, collective, and talk.
Is there any way to simulate that outside of practice? I mean, just being able to...
No way to simulate outside of practice. You know, just outside of practice, we all hang together at different points in time, but we're our own human. We're our own man, you know. So, but when we come together, we just need to be able to talk, because it's not often that we get a chance to truly talk like that on the grass.
Coaches talked about giving the D-line a little more freedom, and a couple of the plays you had the other night, he said, were examples of that. Can you elaborate on that and how you guys work on that?
It's more so just telling the linebackers, hey, the three technique might not be in the B gap, so if he isn't, you take it, you know. So it's more like a replace me type defense, and calls it randomly, is never know when it's coming, but it does help us a lot when it comes to like that run downs, because we're not sitting in one spot, you know. So it just keeps the offense honest.
Looked like you were getting through pretty quick the other night.
Just coming off the ball. Tempo that can't be matched is what I'm trying to put on the grass. That's all.
You're getting faster as you get older. Is that what you're saying? Quicker?
Sure.
You are.
We've talked a lot about the freedom now on the defensive line. How much have you enjoyed that? What difference does that make for you so far in the preseason?
I think it gives us another aspect to the game, you know, just because, again, we don't have to sit right in front there and accept double teams and things like that. We pretty much got the freedom to just go have a free play, you know.
That was an example, I'm assuming, Saturday when you were able to get in the backfield. Is that kind of what they were trying to get?
Yeah, disruption on it.
You mentioned communication with the linebackers. What did you think of Gerald in middle?
I think Gerald did a great job in middle. You know, he played off us well and came down at times when he needed to take double teams off. He did. You know, I think he had a good game.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. Thanks, appreciate it.
Sweet guys.